I think that my colleagues have been very eloquent. I will be brief and just say that I think there are legitimate differences and debate about how we got where we are or what happened 3 years ago or 2 years ago or last year. But what I don't think is legitimate is for the United States Senate, what is supposed to be the greatest deliberative body in the world, to undercut an ongoing military mission of our United States government with our troops. That is exactly what will happen if any of the amendments in all of their different configurations are passed, because the message is the same. The message is that all we want is out of here. That is exactly the worst message that we could send. Number one, it dishonors those who have already died or been maimed fighting for America's freedom. Number two, it puts a bullseye on every person who has boots on the ground right now. It puts our troops in more harm's way, not less. And number three, what country in the world would ever fear America as an enemy or embrace America as an ally if we have the appearance that we just want to get out, no matter what the consequences or what the circumstances are on the ground, because it's just gotten too tough? We are fighting for America's freedom every bit today as much as in any war we have ever fought. And we must stay strong, and the United States Senate must stay strong and not give in to the temptation to do something that might look good in the short term, but would be devastating to the strength of America for the long term.